Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:21. Usually we have Hancock and Kelly at this time, but they're getting the new year off here. So we're going to look back on 2024, starting with the topic that weighed on most of us, the economy.
The 2024 economy was the year of the letter I. Inflation, interest rates, and investments dominated headlines. Although the rate of inflation retreated from the post-COVID peak, consumers continued to struggle with still high prices on everything from insurance to childcare to rent. Those seeking relief from the Federal Reserve had to wait until September before seeing the first interest rate cut in 4 years. Interest rates also kept the pressure on the housing market, where frustrated would-be buyers struggled with affordability. A combination of 30-year loans at 6-7% and low inventory kept the dream of a home purchase out of reach for many Americans. Coming into the election, investors were already enjoying double-digit returns on stocks. Those gains continued on hopes that a second Trump administration would keep taxes low and ease regulations. As the year concludes, the letter I can do a little more work. May this season inspire, illuminate, and invigorate us all. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News.
There was shock and anger over the July shooting at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. It led to changes in Secret Service procedures, and CBS's Scott McFarland was there that day and looks back.
Some of us on the press risers mistook the gunshots for fireworks, only after seeing former President Trump duck for cover and then hearing the screams in the crowd did we jump off the press rafters and hide behind some TV equipment. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, July 13th, was immediately and unequivocally denounced as a historic failure.
Why was the rooftop left naked to begin with?
The gunman, Thomas Crooks, had been spotted and reported as suspicious by some on the grounds.
There is a guy on top of the building.
The communication for law enforcement broke down. Trump was not pulled from the stage. One of Crooks' shots hit Trump's ear, streaming blood down the former president's face, but resulting in just a minor injury. The shock pretty quickly gave way to questions about the Secret Service. The director quit under pressure days later. The congressional investigation released in December, urging the agency to shrink some of its portfolio to focus more resources on protecting U.S. officials more thoroughly. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Washington.
This year was one of highs and lows for the space industry. Here's Peter King.
You'd have to say 2024 was Elon Musk's year, but it was supposed to be Boeing's as well.
And liftoff of Starliner and Atlas V.
Its Starliner took its first crew to the International Space Station. But things went wrong quickly with the spacecraft's thruster rockets, and an 8-day test flight turned out to be much longer.
NASA has decided that Butch and Sonny will return with Crew 9 next February.
They'll come home on rival SpaceX's Dragon, another win for the company, which also launched two station crews and two privately funded astronaut teams into orbit, with billionaire Jared Isaacman making the first non-NASA U.S. spacewalk. By year's end, Isaacman was nominated to head NASA. Musk was put in a cost-cutting role for the incoming Trump administration. But SpaceX had come very close to its goal of 140 rocket launches for 2024. Peter King, CBS News.
Immigration was a key topic throughout 2024, greatly influencing voters in the election Allison Keyes looks back.
I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
President-elect Trump promised to protect the nation from immigrants he claimed without proof were coming from prisons.
We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela.
There are some criminals, including the illegal immigrant who raped and killed Rachel Morin, and her mother says.
These type of immigrants should not be in our country.
But what about dreamers who arrived in the nation illegally as children? One who is now an assistant prosecutor in a mixed status family says.
Mass deportation hurts all of us.
Should all of them be deported? Trump on NBC's Meet the Press.
The only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back.